Did the world's most powerful man just predict a $6 million Bitcoin, claiming that Bitcoin could be bigger than the US housing market? Today, we're going to not only verify those rumors that have been circulating all over Twitter today, as you guys can see from very, very viral posts, but we're just going to go ahead and assume that Larry Fink has said that. And we're going to be running the numbers today and showing you why Bitcoin could be worth millions of dollars in the future and why that means that you could retire on Bitcoin much quicker than you might think. So let's quickly bring you up to speed on the rumors before we run the numbers. This post here on Twitter got 3,000 likes, as we can see in the red box. Larry Fink says Bitcoin will become as huge as the US housing market. Naturally, a lot of people ask for the source. The Twitter account provided the source. I've gone over to the source and I have the official link to the only source verifying this claim about Larry Fink saying that Bitcoin could be bigger than the US housing market. We're going to be diving in this. We're going to be, you know, answering the question of whether this is true or not today. We're also going to be looking at the critiques. Some people are saying this is completely fake news and it never happened, as we can see by this article headline. No, Larry Fink didn't say Bitcoin would be as big as the housing market. So we're going to be breaking all of that down, but we are going to run the maths today. And I want to run the maths first. So let's check out this tweet here from Fred Krueger. I agree with some of it, but as you're about to see, there's a couple of points to this tweet that I think are even more bullish than what Fred lays out. He says, this is a tweet literally yesterday. So again, this is brand new news. Bitcoin will become as big as the US housing market. Quote Larry Fink. That market is currently $50 trillion. Let's estimate $100 trillion by 2040. Again, we do expect natural inflation and money printer will continue to go burr, which means that all of these markets will naturally get bigger. So if we assume the real estate market's $100 trillion in 16 years time, that means Bitcoin could theoretically be the same if this rumor from Larry Fink is true. So what does $100 trillion Bitcoin look like? Well, in other words, it looks like Bitcoin's going to $5 million per coin. But I think it's even more bullish than that. And I'm going to show you why. So before it was popular, I wrote an article on where I thought Bitcoin could go in the future. As you can see, I compared it to the history of technologies. I not only said that Bitcoin's going to go much higher than most people think because of the maths I'm about to show you, but I said it's going to get there a lot quicker than most people think because that is how technologies are adopted. Okay. But for today's video, you guys know I'm hyper bullish in the short term, and I do have an accelerated timeline on how quickly I believe Bitcoin will be adopted. What I want to show you in today's video is just where Bitcoin could theoretically be. Let's assume it is as big as the US housing market. Let's have a look at this little section of this article that I wrote in 2021, claiming that Bitcoin will break all of these cycles and all of these models. Again, a long time before most people were talking about these things, I, at the time, was going to war with this stock-to-flow model. I thought it was BS in 2021. I thought it was BS in 2020. I finally dragged my feet to write this article in 2021 comparing Bitcoin to a technological adoption curve, and that is why it will break all of these models in the future. But let's have a look here. I have a section here called Moon Math, Bitcoin's total addressable market. Let's run the numbers here. Because as you can see in the, let's say, attackable markets for Bitcoin, there is a $12 trillion gold market. At the time, there was a $250 trillion global real estate market. Again, I did write this like 3 years ago. How quickly has that real estate market ballooned in size? Right now, it's well over $300 trillion in only 3 years' time. Okay, we can see here, we got $100 trillion of fiat and all of that. Okay, so in this article, I simply ran an assumption. I said, okay, what happens if we see a Bitcoin standard? What would happen? Well, I said, let's run some maths. I said, let's assume, again, very crude assumption, but let's assume Bitcoin captures half of the world's wealth. So I did run individual analyses on each of these different store value buckets. I said, okay, how much of the real estate market is right now being used grossly as a store of value asset. And I ran the numbers for that. And I found that, real estate right now, there's about a 70 to 80% monetary premium in the global real estate market. Yes, the rumors about Larry Fink is only talking about the $50 trillion US real estate market. But in this analysis, I looked at the whole thing. I said, okay, let's assume we do have this $300 trillion global real estate market. What is the utility price of properties? So I looked back at the average price to buy the average home in the 1970s and the 1960s before we left the gold standard. I found something pretty interesting. For hundreds of years, the average size home has typically costed somewhere around 2 to 3 times the average person's average wage. Pretty simple, really. If you're earning about $10,000 per year, you could buy the average home for about $20,000 per year. This was the kind of scenario we were looking at in the 1960s in America, and also similar numbers in Australia, and even the country with the biggest property bubble today, China and Hong Kong. They all had relatively similar, average price to income ratios, about 2 to 3x. So naturally, I just looked at, on a global scale, what are average incomes today in the West? Somewhere around $40,000 to $60,000, depending upon the currency you're using, of course. And I said, what should the average, house price be? Should be about 2 times that, $40,000 to $60,000. So the average home price today, based upon hundreds of years of real estate utility data, should be somewhere around, $80,000 to $120,000. What's the average home price in America? I think nationwide, it is around that $450,000 level. So what's the monetary premium just in the American market? About 75% of the the US real estate market is currently a monetary premium. So again, I don't think it's absurd to say Bitcoin could capture 70% of the global real estate market's value on a Bitcoin standard. Again, you can disagree with me about what percentage Bitcoin can capture. Those are just my assumptions and just the data I've looked at. I don't think houses have become so more, versatile over the past 20, 40, 50 years. I really think the only reason they've been aggressively bid up in price is because people are looking for a store of value. They're looking for a better store of value. People aren't living in the 10 houses that they own in their property portfolio. They're trying to protect their purchasing power. It's going to become abundantly clear that Bitcoin is the best protector of capital in the world. So I don't think that this maths assumption that I've ran here is absurd. I said, okay, Bitcoin's going to capture 70% of the global real estate market. What does that look like? Well, if you go to $300 trillion global real estate market, that means you've got at least $200 trillion coming for Bitcoin. Now, that maths alone, if you just say you got $200 trillion wanting to buy Bitcoin, 21 million coins, that gets you to above $10 million a coin. Very simple back of the napkin maths. But what I think everybody does wrong with their maths calculations is they forget to use the Bitcoin multiplier effect. And of course, this is something I've been talking about since I wrote this 2021 article. Have a look at the little highlighted section. So if we assume, I also have a chart of what the MVRV ratio looks like from Dylan LeClaire. I asked the question in 2021, and he provided me this answer. He said, at the time, the multiplier effect is essentially 2.5. So for every $2.50 in market cap, that's how much the market cap goes up for every $1 it wants to buy Bitcoin. So $1 flows into Bitcoin, market cap rises by 2.5. And this aligns with Willy Wu's model. Willy Wu has a model on his website. He had a funky name from it, from memory. But his model shows that for every $1 flows into Bitcoin, it was 2.6x. This is what it looks like. Bitcoin market cap gain per dollar invested. So I just, at the time, just said, hey, that's a bit complicated. Let's just call this the multiplier effect in 2021. And we could see, so I ran the numbers with that multiplier effect that I believe everybody neglects. And when you start to do that, all of a sudden, hypothetically, if Bitcoin were to just demonetize the global housing market, you don't just have $200 trillion coming to Bitcoin. You have $200 trillion of hypothetical demand. but you don't have all 21 million coins available. We know that only 2 to 3 million of the 19.5 million Bitcoin that have been mined actually circulate on exchanges and are available for sale. We've all seen the charts. 70% of Bitcoin hasn't moved in 3 years. You know, 60% of Bitcoin hasn't moved in 5 years. We're all familiar with the charts and the headlines we see on Twitter. So this is where we need to apply the multiplier effect. And let me tell you, multiplier effect has really, since I wrote this article in 2021, showing you that the multiplier effect is somewhere around 2.5x. It's very different today because, like I've been screaming from the rooftops, we are seeing a supply suffocation. It's a slow supply suffocation. And it doesn't mean, you know, because 100,000 coins leave the exchanges tomorrow, Bitcoin has to pump. I never said that. On the long time frame, this supply suffocation will eventually reveal who's swimming naked and what is the real price of Bitcoin. It's like a slow sucking sound of that water draining out of the bathtub, or the tide slowly coming out before a tsunami comes bashing back in. Okay, that's how we should be thinking about coins on exchanges. There is no relationship from coins leaving exchanges and what the price is going to do on that day. It is a long-term indicator that I'm watching. And I believe that, we can verify that the Bitcoin multiplier effect has risen dramatically. Oh, I actually haven't checked this website in a few months. Check this out. It is at an all-time high. The Bitcoin multiplier effect right now is at 5.8. No, it's at 5.8. Stop it. Okay, so the reason the Bitcoin multiplier, I'm sorry, I'm excited. I didn't know it was this high. The reason the multiplier effect is this high is because we've seen this slow and subtle supply suffocation over the past 4 years. We've seen a new regime and a new era for Bitcoin where coins have been leaving exchanges for 4 years straight, nearly 5 years. We're at the end of 2024. This supply suffocation began actually in March 2020. I know I have the data. I've always got the data. Despite what the power law fanatics will say, they claim that I think the power law will break just because of an opinion or a hunch. Let me tell you, this 8,000 word article says the otherwise, okay? Bitcoin is a technology. It will be adopted exponentially. Now, again, I think things are going to get really wonky when we start looking at this multiplier effect. 5.8. I actually didn't know it was so high right now, which is incredible, really. It really is incredible. Okay, so here's the chart. I told you I had the data. Here it is. We can see this supply suffocation began in March 2020. This is when coins started leaving exchanges. So we're about 4.5 years into this supply suffocation. It's happening. And that is why we have a multiplier effect of 5.8x. For every $1 that wants to flow into Bitcoin, this chart's showing you Bitcoin market cap gain per dollar invested, 5.8 today, all-time high. So hypothetically, if Bitcoin were to demonetize the $200 trillion global real estate market, let's round up. You know I'm bullish. Let's round up. No, actually, you know what? Let's stay conservative. Let's round down. We know the multiplier effect, and this is a two-year moving average, mind you. The two-year moving average of the multiplier effect is 5.8, but I'm going to stay conservative. I'm going to stay grounded. We're going to round down to a 5x multiplier effect, and again, we're only using $200 trillion of Bitcoin demonetizing the global real estate market. That's only 66% of real estate being demonetized. I showed you the maths earlier in the stream, showing you that I think there's a 70 to 75% monetary premium. So we're going to be very conservative on both fronts with this estimation. 5x multiplier effect, $200 trillion of hypothetical demand for Bitcoin. Run the maths. You've got $1 quadrillion of hypothetical demand for Bitcoin. Is that correct? It is. It's correct. I literally didn't run these numbers before the live stream. So $1 quadrillion of hypothetical demand for Bitcoin. Now you divide it by your 21 million coins. You're looking at a Bitcoin price tag somewhere around $50 million per coin. And this is just looking at the global real estate market. Let's not forget the markets that we have forgotten and we are neglecting today. We have $100 trillion in fiat money, $100 trillion of bonds all around the world. Okay, we can see here, we haven't even talked about the $1 quadrillion derivative market. Global equity market, $90 trillion. How much of that is a monetary premium in global equities? It's a lot. Run your own calculations. But this is why I'm incredibly bullish on even just potential rumors circulating about other people beginning to realize Bitcoin is digital property. Michael Saylor is not alone saying that all property is going to collapse into Bitcoin and all fiat currencies are going to collapse into the US dollar. That's essentially been my mental framework for a very long time now. Again, I came up with a theory called the Bitcoin milkshake theory way back in 2021. And this is essentially the thesis. The dollar is going to get stronger. All fiat currencies will collapse into the dollar and all property will collapse into Bitcoin. And as Bitcoin proliferates and monetizes around the world, this is going to be good for the US dollar. Different tangent, different argument. We've run a little bit of numbers. Let's actually verify these rumors around Larry Fink. Is it true? Has he said this? Well, what's interesting is something that definitely has happened yesterday is Larry Fink had a quarterly call for BlackRock. And you guys can see the headline right. Bitcoin dominates BlackRock's Q3 earnings call, calling Bitcoin as a class of its own. So I have a video. I hope the audio works. If it doesn't, blow me up in the chat. But I'm going to play this video because we don't have video, sorry. We have audio coming from BlackRock's Q3 earnings call. Okay, so I'm going to try to play this for you guys now.
About digital assets, what type of asset allocation there should be. I mean, we believe Bitcoin is an asset class in itself. It is an alternative to other commodities like gold. Well, of course, I'm not sure if either president or other candidate would make a difference. I do believe the utilization of digital assets are going to become more and more of a reality worldwide. Conversations we're having with institutions worldwide, conversations about how should they think about digital assets, what type of asset allocation there should be. I mean, we believe Bitcoin is an asset class in itself. It is an alternative to other commodities like gold. Well, of course, I'm not sure if either president or other.
Okay, I was muted. I apologize. I'm back. I think I'm back. Producer Pam's doing her job. Thank you, Producer Pam. So again, this is the article that was cited as the only source for saying that Larry Fink said these rumors about Bitcoin. So again, this is the tweet, the one that got, 3,000 likes? And this is the only source that they provided. This article right here. Now, I have read this article 3 times. I'm going to quickly show you. Right in the chat, we demand push-ups as reparations for the silent video period. Maybe. If someone offers me 0.1 Bitcoin again, I'll get down on all four and start doing some push-ups for you guys. We can see here, this is the source. God, I get distracted easily. I'm sorry. I'm going to just give you the summary. I couldn't find anywhere that said that this is true. This article quotes specific things that Larry Fink did say in that Q3 earnings call that was released literally yesterday. That was the video I played from you guys on Instagram. But Fink did say, I'm not sure if either president will make a difference to Bitcoin. I truly don't believe it's a function of regulation. It's a function of liquidity and transparency. Years ago, when we started the mortgage market, when high yield occurred, it started off very slow. It built as we built better analytics and data, and then better analytics and data, more acceptance, and broadening the market. And I truly believe we will see a broadening of the market of digital assets. So again, the quote kind of hints at a relationship between the mortgage market and Bitcoin. But Larry Fink didn't directly say Bitcoin's going to be bigger than the US housing market. He was obviously involved in the creation of the mortgage market and all of these products that have been built on top of the mortgage market. Most people don't know that, okay? But this is the quote that I think has been taken out of context, okay? And it looks as if, before I give you my final say on the topic, I do have a spicy take on it. I want to see what the chat is saying. All Night Hider claims I was on my knees doing girl push-ups last week. Oh, it's hilarious. I wonder how many of you guys saw that. I can guarantee you I was not on my knees. Embarrassing take. Larry Fink is certainly financially incentivized. A lot of people saying it's better to rent. Current borrowing rate's very high. Hoping they come down from 14%. Is that true? What country are you in, Ryan? That's incredibly large. This is the metric that I always claim to people. If you have more than 5% of your net worth tied up in real estate, it's a shitcoin. Pretty easy, broad, blanket claim. Again, if you've got $5 million of Bitcoin, sure. You're going to lose money on a house. This is how I think about it personally. Sure, I don't mind tying up, you know what, $250K on a down payment on a home. Hypothetically, if I were to have $5 million of Bitcoin, and you guys know I don't have that much Bitcoin because I don't have a home right now. There you have it. Verification that I am poor. 5% of houses in NZ are empty despite there being a critical housing shortage due to storage value. Interesting. Thank you for the kind words, GT Lines. So I think we showed you the numbers, how we could get to a $6.4 million Bitcoin. Depending upon what multiplier effect you use there, you can get higher than that. I showed you how we could get to $10 million Bitcoin with that 5x multiplier effect, which right now is at an all-time high. Still shocked it was that high, to be honest with you guys. Okay, so the 14% borrowing rate is through Bitcoin lending companies. That is very high. Welcome to Greg, who's tuning in at 2 a.m. from the Philippines. Dedication. Okay, so that's where you can get the borrowing rates from Unchained. Again, while we're talking about borrowing rates, please don't consider leveraging against your Bitcoin with a silly amount of your Bitcoin. Again, you can get margin called. I know a lot of people who blew up in 2022 by margin calling their Bitcoin. A lot of people on chain analysts said we will never go below 50K again. There was data, there was sources. Again, not naming any names, but accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers. We're saying we're never going below 50K again. And I know some very big names who blew up because they were leveraging Bitcoin in 2021. They believe this. Again, please do not leverage your Bitcoin. This is why I always encourage you guys to not only self-custody your Bitcoin, but back up your Bitcoin the way it should be backed up, which of course is on these titanium plates that you can get from Stampseed. Again, these things are fresh, these things are clean, and if you have more than $1,000 of Bitcoin, you should have a hardware wallet, and you should also pair that purchase with some titanium plates to back up your Bitcoin on correctly. Okay, as you can see, these things are fireproof. These things are rainproof. These things are absolutely everything lifeproof. They are what you need to be surviving the generations that your Bitcoin will be hopefully surviving for. Okay. I always show you guys my favorite piece of paper, which is a little bit crinkled today. But I tell you guys, your Bitcoin is not safe on me. Put me on titanium. Again, the page is a bit crinkled. I might get Pam to maybe iron that or something to make it a bit straighter. But again, go and get yourself a 15% discount off absolutely anything you want to buy from Stampseed with that promo code down below, Luke15. Okay? So, mortgage markets, Bitcoin. Where do we stand on it? Again, I haven't changed my opinion on real estate for the past 4 years since I've really started talking about Bitcoin publicly. I think if you've got more than 5% of your net worth in Bitcoin, if you have more than 5% of your net worth in real estate, it's a shitcoin. Okay, don't get me wrong. I understand the arguments. Oh, I got a family. I got 14 dogs and 12 children. I need a house. I don't think so. I ran the numbers in previous videos, multiple occasions, showing you that economically you're getting absolutely wrecked by owning real estate. But again, I understand the trade-off. This is just how I think about it personally. You know, maybe one day I'll trade 5% of my net worth in Bitcoin for a home because of the benefits. Are there benefits? I don't really think there are. Honestly, I'm just throwing a dog a bone, to be honest with you guys. I do just prefer to rent. Stamp your seed phrase. Oh, I'm going to be careful what I say here. All Night Hard is talking about love letters, I think. Love notes on a titanium plate. Don't give Pam any ideas. She might expect some sort of love letter punched into this titanium plate. I've saved my seed for the right senorita. Attaboy. Rob's our resident Spanish speaker in the chat. All right, let's... I have ID'd myself as poor Coach Leon. I am very poor. I need to be careful what I say on these live streams. For those who don't know, I got robbed in a specific country recently for about $4,500. One of my cameras, microphones, gonzo, all gone in Starbucks. Don't worry, I've filmed a video on that. I'm going to be releasing it this week. I'm going to be showing you guys what exactly happened to me in Peru. If you want to be ahead of the curve and actually find out that story as it's posted, I would encourage you guys to jump on over and check out the Digital Nomad in YouTube channel that Pam and I have. That is where that video will be posted. We're talking about, you know, things relating to safety, regarding nomad tips, tax tips, citizenship tips, anything you want to know. We talk about it on that channel. I even showed you a video of me trying to sneak into the USA legally a couple of months ago. And I will be posting that video this week of me getting robbed in Starbucks in one of the safest countries in Latin America. Again, everybody I tell this story, they don't believe me. I've got all the footage. I've got all the videos. So again, make sure you subscribe to the Two Digital Nomads on the Run YouTube channel to catch that video when it drops this week. It will be dropping this week. I filmed it. Producer Pam is on it and should be a banger. Should be interesting. Should be funny. I hope somebody at least gets a laugh or learns something from my hard luck lesson, because it's probably cost me about 5 G's. And again, I am poor. Like I've said in this video, I'm very poor. So again, it was not a lesson that I enjoyed learning. We can see here, so the Nomading YouTube channel is linked in the comments. Guys, with all that said, stay careful. The bull run is coming. You are going to see lots of false rumors and BS claims on Twitter. Stay tuned. I hope that today's video was at least useful. We've not only shown you the truth about what Larry Fink actually did say at his Q3 quarterly earnings report with BlackRock that got dropped this week, but I hope, you know, we took the opportunity to talk about the real estate market and Bitcoin's total addressable market cap, and you did enjoy it, okay? I think most people are wildly bearish on Bitcoin because they just don't understand how monetized that global real estate market is. And let me tell you, it is monetized, okay? It is grossly inflated. I'm checking out the comments. Some people agree with me, some people don't. I love that. I respect everybody's opinion. Jesus, a lot of comments. I wonder how many of the 631 of you guys are on Rumble. I was on Rumble, apparently. That's producer Pam. But if you have enjoyed this video and it was somewhat useful, we would appreciate a smashing of the like button. And with all that said, guys, I'm going to end this one.